So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is, most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ryan Ank with Cashflow Dad Life. Welcome to another episode. This is going to be one of the best episodes you've ever heard in your life. It's going to be a life-changing episode because I'm going to give you the 3 secrets on how you can quit your job in 12 months or less with this very specific real estate investing strategy and how you can get started even if you don't have a ton of money. This is something that I've done in less than 12 months, and this is something that I've coached many others to do. It's something that definitely can happen. People ask all the time, well, does this really work? Yes, it works. You could do it in less than 12 months if you're super motivated to get out of the rat race and get out of your job, and you're at the point where like, I just need to do something to get out. I've had people do it in as little as 2 months, okay? So you're going to want to listen to and absorb this information, maybe even play it back when you're around a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you guys a lot of awesome tips and tricks. Now, there is 3 essential things that you need, okay? If you have all 3 of these things, then you will be able to do it, okay? You'll be able to develop enough passive income to replace your monthly expenses. And once you do that, we consider you financially free, okay? We consider you out of the rat race. But if you miss any one of these 3 things, then you will not be able to do it, okay? So stick with me and I will show you what these 3 things are. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have kids. I've got 5 kids, as I've said before in the podcast. And whenever we go to a friend's house, it's like the kids are, they automatically, of course, go to their friend's playroom. And it's like they go into product test mode. So they take everything out, they mess with it for a couple seconds, and they move on to the next product, right? The next toy. And what happens is when it's time to leave, there is just a crap load of toys all over the floor. And we, out of courtesy, we always, you know, tell our kids, all right, we're leaving, it's time to pick up. And of course, you know, when you say it's time to pick up, this one's complaining that he's got a dead leg. The other one says he's got to take a deuce. The other one's developed a case of jock itch and he's got to go tell mom about it and it's private. And all of a sudden they're running around playing like madmen. But when you come in and say it's time to pick up, it's like all of a sudden they develop these diseases and they can no longer function or pick up a toy, you know? So it's like pulling teeth. I don't know if you guys have had this problem. It's like pulling teeth to get the kids to pick up a room, you know? And then when they finally do it, they're dragging like, you know, just slow as can be. So I'm gonna let you guys in on this really cool secret. Seriously, try this on your kids and then send me an email saying, Ryan, it worked. You're a genius, because this is a genius strategy. What I do is I take the time-lapse feature on my phone, on the iPhone, and I say, all right, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to film a time-lapse video so you guys can look back at this and see how fast you pick this up. So what ends up happening is I press record on the time-lapse video, and they run around like crazy because they love, when they're done, looking at that video and seeing how fast this room gets clean, how fast this room gets picked up. And I find it amazing that that is what motivates people, is looking back on the past and seeing how much they accomplish. It just gives them such a cool feeling. They love it. And it doesn't wear off. Every time we go to a friend's house, we do the time-lapse video and they love it. And the friend's kids also love it. They participate too. So try that on your kids next time. But you know what's interesting is they recently did a study on people who are on their deathbed. Again, obviously, if you heard my last podcast, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And they did a study about people who are on their deathbed, and what they discovered was the number one thing that people regretted was not things that they did do. It was the things that they did not do. It was the risks that they didn't take, the family vacations they didn't go on. It was not spending more time with their kids, getting that motorcycle or whatever it is. I mean, people always have regrets on things that they don't do. And so the question I have for you is, if you had a time-lapse video of your entire life, you're sitting there on your deathbed, what are you not doing right now because you are stuck in a job? Now, some people like their jobs, and that's great, and there's no reason to quit. But some people, that job is oftentimes preventing them from living their life with passion and with purpose. You know, it prevents them from serving their community in a larger way, or serving their church, or going on family vacation, spending more time with their kids, jet skiing down the river. You know, if today you were on your deathbed, what would make you say, "I regret not doing that"? Now, that's where I was, and that's where I decided that, okay, I'm working this job 12, 14 hours a day. I got to get out of the rat race. So that's when I just really started developing reading books and developing all the education and figuring out what I needed to do to get out. All right. And what it comes down to after doing this for many, many years, it all comes down to these three essential things. Okay. So if you have all of these three things, you'll be able to do it. Now, the first one is the most often overlooked, but probably the most important thing of all of them. And that is mindset. Okay, and a lot of people, like I said, they just want to skip over that. I highly recommend not skipping over mindset, because that is, now I coach people, and people know exactly every single skill, and they know how to do everything, and they know all the information about it, but they've got this analysis paralysis, or they have these limiting beliefs, or they got this fear, and they will do anything to get over the mindset aspect, because that's the only thing holding them down. Now, I compare it to health and fitness. Now, how many people do you guys know that want to look good naked, right? Everybody wants to look good naked. Everybody wants to have a six-pack of abs. Everybody wants to at least look good and feel good. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to be healthy, okay? But when I look around, I'd say that probably 90% of the population aren't in the kind of health or in the kind of shape that they want to be in. Now, if you look at it, the steps are pretty simple in order to be healthy, right? It's basically eat right and work out. Eat right and exercise. That's all you got to do. But people don't do that, okay? And when they don't do that, it has nothing to do with not knowing those steps. It has everything to do with mindset, okay? So specifically with real estate, you know, a lot of people say, "Hey, I'm going to try this and see if it works." Well, it works, okay? The majority of the world's millionaires all have real estate as a part of their portfolio, or they became millionaires through real estate as a vehicle, okay? Time and land are two things that they're not making any more of, and it is an awesome channel in order to grow your wealth and to develop passive income. So real estate works. In general, successful people don't say, "I will try it and see if it works." They say, "I'm going to do it until it works." Okay, it's a big mindset difference. Okay, and the other thing is, people have typically this cycle, right, in within their own mindset that prevent them from doing things, and oftentimes it's pain. There's some sort of pain that happened in the past, and that pain then causes these limiting beliefs about yourself, limiting beliefs about what happens externally outside yourself, limiting beliefs about what happens internally, or limiting beliefs about real estate in and of itself. And that pain then translates into those limiting beliefs that then translates into fear-based inaction or fear-based choices that then creates more pain, that creates more limiting beliefs, that creates more fear-based choices, okay? So the trick is understanding how you can break that cycle and develop this millionaire mindset, you know, this identity as a successful person, as a successful real estate investor in this case, okay? So that's secret number one, is you've got to develop the right mindset, okay? And here's the cool thing is, you don't need anything extra. You don't need any tools or to pay any money to develop a mindset, okay? This is stuff that can easily be adapted, all right? Secret number two is you've got to develop the skills. I call it the skills to pay the bills. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm just not good at that. I'm just not good at negotiation, or I don't know how to find the deals, or I don't know how to find private capital, or I don't know how to own or finance something. Here's the deal. There's a difference between a skill and a talent. Okay, a talent is something that you're born with. You can't change whether or not you're naturally talented. But you, I don't care who you are, you can learn every single skill there is in real estate. You might not be good at it at first, just like when you're teaching a kid soccer. Most kids aren't just like naturally talented at soccer. Believe me, I used to own a Soccer Tots franchise. You know, I taught kids 18 months old how to play soccer. Most of them aren't just like absolute naturals, okay? It takes a while. You have to learn the skills one by one. But the more they touch the ball, the better they get at it. It's the same thing with real estate. There is not a single skill that you can't learn, okay? You can learn every single thing that you need to know about real estate. The trick is that you need to practice it, and you need to learn them in order. A problem is there's just so much information out there about it, okay? And it's like, what do I learn first? Do I learn how to analyze a deal? Do I learn owner financing? Do I learn how to raise capital, or how to use other people's money or other people's assets, or how to structure deals? Like, there's just so much. The trick is learning it in order, okay? And that's like, I compare that to, teaching kids soccer as well. Like, you don't teach a kid how to do a bicycle kick the first time he's trying to learn soccer, okay? You teach him how to touch the ball before you teach him how to pass, before you teach him strategy and tactics to head the ball. You teach him how to touch the ball with his foot. That's the first thing, okay? And then you move on to different skills from there. Then you teach him passing, okay? So in real estate, it's the same thing. It's about knowing what those skills are, first of all, and then learning them and practicing them and applying them in the right order, all right? So that is secret number two, is the skills to pay the bills, all right? And secret number three is you have to pick a scalable strategy. Now, here's the problem. A lot of people, they got the right mindset, they know all the skills, but then they go out and they waste their money on a real estate strategy that they just spend, say they had $50,000 to invest. They spend it all, and then they got to wait 5 more years or 10 more years until they get another $50,000, and then they go and invest that. Okay, but the problem with that is it takes too long. Okay, there's no way for you to quit your job in less than 12 months if you don't pick a scalable strategy. And by scalable, I mean you don't have to have your own money. Okay, you don't have to worry about running out of your own money, and you don't have to worry about running out of bank money. You need to find a strategy that you could do over and over and over again if you finesse the skills in order to do those strategies. Okay, And the way to do that is something called OPM and OPA, okay? You got to be able to finesse the skill of learning how to use other people's money and other people's assets, all right? And then the next thing about strategy is if you want to quit your job in 12 months or less, you've got to have a high cash-producing real estate strategy. Now, real estate, I'll just give you guys the breakdown. It breaks down to two basic things, okay? It basically breaks down to... It breaks down to quick nickel and slow dime. Okay, quick nickel strategies are like flipping. So you might have heard of wholesaling, where you basically get something under contract and you sell the contract. That's a form of flipping. Buying a house, fixing it up, rehabbing it, and putting it back on the market, that's a form of flipping. And flipping is good. You know, in fact, if you watch HGTV, you see these crazy numbers where these people are making like 60 grand, 120 grand. In my experience, it's really like $10,000 to $60,000. That's what I've been able to accomplish with flipping. I'm not doing anything where I'm making over 100 grand on one house. But the problem with flipping is as soon as you flip the house, you're done. You don't own that asset anymore, and you still have to go and find deals and find more houses in order for that to be a sustainable model. Now, the second type of real estate is slow dime. That's basically buying something and holding it for and renting it. So basically making that passive income on renting it. And that's great that you're looking at, $200 to $1,000 per house. All right. So in real estate, it's just those two strategies. It's quick nickel, it's those quick flips, and it's slow dime. A problem is a lot of people are forced to pick one or the other. Now, what I recommend doing if you want to quit your job in 12 months or less is find a way to combine those two strategies. So for every property that you get, you both make $10,000 to $60,000 on it, and you hold it and you rent it out. Basically, you get passive income on it, $200 to $1,000 a month. So now you're like, all right, so how do you flip something and hold on to it? It's very simple. Basically, when you get a house, instead of you becoming a landlord, you become the bank to someone else, and you own or finance the house to someone else. This, guys, is the fastest way that I know of everything I've done in real estate, and I've done a ton of stuff in real estate. This is the fastest way to get out of the rat race. It is a scalable strategy. It applies both quick nickel, and it applies both slow dime, so that you're making passive income. Eventually, you don't want to just quit your job and have another job. Eventually, you just want to have passive income. You don't want to have another job. You just want money that comes into your bank account when you wake up, right? Okay. So those are the three things, guys. If you're firing on all those three cylinders, you will be able to do this, okay? I promise you. You've got to have the right mindset, the right skills to pay the bills, and the right strategy. So here's what I did. If you're interested in taking things to the next level, check out my resource page. It's on the website, cashflowdadlife.com/resources. And I've got a free training. There's a couple courses on there that you could take, but this one is called the Flip and Flow Formula. And it's basically a free web class where I go into detail some tips and tricks on what you could do for your mindset. I show you what those skills are in real estate and what you need to learn in order. And I give you a more detailed breakdown of that strategy that I just talked about, one that's scalable where you're using other people's money and other people's assets and that uses both that quick nickel and slow dime so you can quit your job as fast as possible. Okay, so you're making $10,000 to $60,000 per real estate deal, and you're making that $200 to $1,000 a month in passive income. Okay, so if you're interested in learning those three things, those mindset tricks, the skills to pay the bills, and the strategy, then go to my website, cashflowdadlife.com, and go to the /resource page and click on that Flip and Flow Formula free web training. Okay. And there you can start. You can just start banging it out, get a pen and paper, and just start applying those principles that you learn in that training. All right. So guys, last tip. Okay. Try that time lapse trick on your kids. I promise you it works. In fact, if there's a way for you to film it working and post it on my Facebook page, cashflowdadlife.com, I will send you a free t-shirt, okay? show me how your kids are just busting out cleaning a room because they're so excited to see the time lapse video. All right, guys. It's been great. Until next podcast, I'll see you in the next one. Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.